We talked about this a little bit last week, but a man who made some headlines for suing Buffalo Wild Wings for their advertising has sued a bunch of other companies as well, according to some court documents. And the pattern is kind of raising eyebrows. Like, are you just being annoying? And that's possible.
I know some annoying people, though, who ended up with some pretty big settlements over the years. So
there you go.
The squeaky wheel.
That's true. John Risby, the patent professor, joins us here on KFGO to talk about it. John, welcome back to KFGO Radio.
Thank you. It's always great to be here, but I can't imagine a stranger case than this.
Yeah, it really is. Okay, so this guy is suing Buffalo Wild Wings because he says they're not boneless wings, they're chicken nuggets, and they need to market them appropriately, that they have deceptive marketing, which is just ridiculous. And apparently he's done this a bunch of other places. Does this customer have a case?
Well, it's funny. I had a law school professor that said that he took all his exam questions from real life because the stuff that happens in real life is so strange he can't make it up. This is a case where there is support. Under the Lanham Act, you can prevent false advertising, right? So the claim of where a product is sourced. So under U.S. law, anybody can sue anyone for anything. So there is basis under the Lanham Act. However, it all comes down to what would a reasonable consumer believe boneless chicken wings to mean. And the company Buffalo Wild Wings came up with and no lawyer would advise anyone to respond in a tweet when there's active litigation. But the tweet says, it's true, our boneless wings are all white chicken meat, our hamburgers contain no ham, and our buffalo wings are 0% buffalo. So kind of a tongue-in-cheek. Humorous response. And it brings up an interesting point, and it's all going to turn on what does the reasonable consumer expect boneless chicken wings to mean. I mean, do we think a hot dog is dog meat? Does anybody really believe a hot dog is dog meat, or a hamburger is pork and, you know, pig meat, or buffalo wings are, you know, or bison for that matter?
This guy,
is this guy
bored? Because apparently he's filed lawsuits against Colgate, Palmolive, the makers of Tom's Wicked Fresh mouthwash, which he claims is not as natural as they advertise. He's also filed a similar suit against Kind, arguing the high in fiber label on their granola is misleading. And there was a dismissed case against the makers of Hefty recycling bags, which he argued the bags are not actually recyclable. It's just, who is this guy? Do you know who this dude is?
I don't, but everyone's focusing on the one plaintiff, but remember, these are all class action lawsuits. So a legal kind of a doctrine that when the individual damages are not high enough for any one plaintiff, like, look at this guy. So basically, if this is true, if everything he says is true and he was misled, what are the damages to him? How has he been harmed? It's not like it's a harmful product. His claim is that chicken nuggets are less expensive than boneless chicken wings. And he's harmed, I don't know, to the tune of 90 cents or whatever the difference in price is. And it's not worthwhile for one person to bring a lawsuit for such a small amount. So what a class action lawsuit says essentially is, let's let all the plaintiffs that have lost 90 cents because they would have gone for the chicken nuggets instead of boneless chicken wings. Let's let them all add together as one class. And then the economics makes it make sense for them to bring a lawsuit. So he's the named plaintiff, and a lot of focus is on him. But there's plenty of other people that are jumping on board. But the court of public opinion, of course, is well in favor of Buffalo Wild Wings. So it seems like most people do not believe that boneless chicken wings is actually meat from the wing of a chicken. And what's helping the purported defendant is that other restaurant chains make this clear in their menus. So the more people that have made it clear, that's actually their competitors are helping Buffalo Wild Wings, because even though Buffalo Wild Wings menu didn't clarify, competitors have clarified that the wing meat is not really Well, the boneless wings is not really wing meat, but breast meat.
Is there a chance this guy could be countersued just for wasting people's time with frivolous lawsuits?
I think he has. He's got a good faith argument for enough to avoid possibly a frivolous lawsuit. Now, could it be dismissed? That's certainly the defendant could file a motion to dismiss, and then it wouldn't ever get to trial. Wouldn't even get very far in litigation. So. I would be interested to see. I personally would like to see a court actually make a decision. But a lot of these cases, as I think you alluded to, is people really cashing in and settling out of court. So we might not even see any court opinions. It might just settle and go away, which is a lot of the claims that people have against frivolous lawsuits. So a lot of the complaints is that it just brings up the cost of doing business for legitimate businesses, and you have these plaintiffs that are cashing in.
You know, John, my dad was in the snack food business, sunflower seeds specifically, and every year someone tried to sue him because they ate a one-pound bag of sunflower seeds and ate the whole seed, didn't shell it and eat the nut inside. And so eventually they had to just put on the back of the bag to eat, shell, consume nut. And that was it, on the back of the bag. And he said, in all honesty, it's saving me tens of thousands of dollars a year because you can't get a letter saying I'm going to sue you for something and ignore it, because then, you know, the problem becomes bigger and bigger. Here's my question to you, John. So you read about something like this, you hear about something like this. In a weird way, if Buffalo Wild Wings was able to trademark the word Buffalo Wing, they could actually dictate what that is, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in their case, that, you know, it's a common word, so they can't. But your example is right on point. So if you trademark a term, then you are you define it, and then, you know, and then no competitor would be able to use it without your authorization.
So is there a world where corporations just start making up terms and names for the things that they sell and trademark it so that they've got a deeper control over something like this? Now, of course, that would be ridiculous to do for every single menu item that you have, but for a place like Buffalo Wild Wings, I mean, I could see a word, you know, they've got something on there, you know, like a Wingzilla or something like that, that I noticed had a trademark next to it. And so that's clearly for the brand name. But, do we have to start worrying about, if you're a corporation, do you have to start worrying about, like, okay, well, let's make it proprietary for us so that we don't have to worry about lawsuits coming in because someone says, well, this paper's not 100% made out of a tree?
Yeah, you can. You certainly want to trademark it, but that just getting the trademark is not going to help if your trademark is seen as being misleading. So this is not a, you know, one of the factors in this case, but I wonder whether what the wild, you know, Buffalo Wild Wings, is that even implying that there is there such thing as a wild chicken, and is that someone claims that they're actually didn't know that these were farmed chickens, and they said they're getting wild chicken wings. Essentially, it comes down to what the reasonable consumer is, you know, expects, and in this case, you know, the question is how, you know, do most consumers realize that boneless wings are not really made from the meat of a chicken's wing? Because, you know, let's take, if you really debone a chicken wing, how much meat are you left with? You know, maybe a toothpick's worth at most. So chicken wings would be like $600 a pound or something if they were really chicken wings. And the question is, does the average consumer recognize that, or is this somehow Buffalo Wild Wings capitalizing on it and misleading consumers?
I love that our text club is coming up with new things that he could take on next. Does anyone really think a McRib sandwich is made from actual ribs? How about those box cereals that claim to be heart healthy when they're loaded with sugar? So, you know, he could just keep the train rolling. You can just keep on going. I don't know. seems ridiculous to me, but we'll see what happens. Like you said, it would be fun if there would actually be an ending to this, but it'll probably be settled out of court. We won't hear about it, but it will be fun if it actually gets to the point of a decision.
It would, and as a lawyer, that's actually how we get guidance, right? We see how courts, they have written opinions, and that helps us guide the next potential plaintiff or defendant. But when things are settled out of court, we don't know what the court would have decided.
Right.
Or why.
John is the patent professor. You can find him online, thepatentprofessor.com. Thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate your time today.
Perfect. Always wonderful being here. Thank you.